With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. 1 week out from Election Day, former President Trump delivered what his campaign called remarks to the press at his private club and residence in Palm Beach, Florida. He says he's running to save America.
I'm running on a plan to save America. We're going to save America. We have no choice. It's the greatest there is. We love it. And we're going to save it. We have no choice. And it's going to be saving it from the incredible destruction that's been caused by crooked Joe Biden and Kamala.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump and his running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, have sat down for at least 98 interviews since the Harris-Waltz ticket was formed in early August, compared to at least 60 interviews for the Democrat presidential ticket thus far. Reporter Bernie Bennett has more.
After doing just one interview in the first 3 weeks of her campaign, Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz have stepped up their media appearances in recent weeks to more match those of their Republican counterparts. Harris spoke with Fox News chief political anchor Bret Baier earlier this month in Pennsylvania, marking her first interview on the network. And she also spoke briefly with NBC's Peter Alexander last week. An interview with CBS's Nora O'Donnell aired this past Sunday, October 27th, and she also spoke with NFL Hall of Famer Shannon Sharpe on his Club Shay Shay podcast, as well as the podcast Unlocking Us with Brene Brown. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Supreme Court rejects an emergency appeal to remove Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from the presidential ballot in two battleground states. The justices did not elaborate in two brief orders rejecting the push Tuesday. There were no noted dissents. Kennedy wanted to get off the ballot in Wisconsin and Michigan after dropping his independent bid and endorsing President Trump in the contest where third-party candidates could be a key factor. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle in Indiana.
Alliance Defending Freedom is suing on behalf of a pro-life student group at Noblesville High School that was barred from handing out pro-life flyers and had its official status taken away. ADF lawyer Matthew Hoffman says, quote, while other student groups at the school are allowed to express messages that are important to them, this club was specifically punished because of the messages on the flyers. We are urging the court to recognize the free speech rights of all students. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll from Rasmussen Reports and the Institute for Faith and Culture predicts that people of faith will play a key role in the presidential election. The survey gauged the likelihood of Christians showing up at the polls this election cycle, addressing concerns over potential voter apathy. It found that 77% of evangelical Christians have already voted or definitely plan to vote. This is SRN News. NASA says a recently discovered comet has broken apart as it approached the sun.
The space agency says its sun-observing spacecraft captured the moment when the comet broke into chunks this week. Astronomers have been tracking the comet since it was discovered in September by a telescope in Hawaii. It's thought to be part of a family of comets that pass incredibly close to the sun. Comets are cosmic snowballs of dust and ice that circle the sun. Occasionally, comets can make their way into the inner solar system. Keith Peters reporting.
Washington ballot boxes will have round-the-clock security until Election Day. Governor Jay Inslee says they'll do everything possible to keep the election system strong and secure. Clark County election workers are watching drop boxes 24/7. Elsewhere in the state, police are expected to increase patrols of ballot boxes. More details at srnnews.com.